This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Hey, I'm Rach.
And I'm Dean, and we're from Joy Breakfast.
We hope you enjoy this Joy podcast. Now, speaking of things that are so good, we had the Joy 30th birthday party over the weekend, and what a great night that
was. It was fantastic. If you were looking at Joy's socials, Insta stories, everything, there was so much there. We filled out the front foyer of the Victorian Pride Centre with volunteers, people that have helped make Joy what it is over the past 30 years, and had one hell of a party.
We had a couple of hilarious moments, though. We need to talk about what happened during your performance and the fact that, honestly, there was no dress code for this event, right? The invitation didn't say.
Kel from Well took advantage of that. There was no dress code. I had literally gotten off a plane, had some food, gotten into drag, and arrived as Frock. So I was zhuzhed up. You looked amazing.
Okay, so I just presumed, hello, big event. Yeah. It is the 30th birthday of Joy and our Christmas party. So everyone's going to dress up, right?
Yeah,
I need sequins.
Yeah.
I need big makeup. I need big hair. I need to look fabulous.
You love to zhuzh.
I do love to zhuzh. And then I showed up in my fabulous outfit and felt a little overdressed.
No, you looked absolutely fantastic. I won't say that at all. We're not shaming Kel from Well for just wearing shorts and a t-shirt.
What?
It's completely fine.
All of the Joy staff were just in Joy Media t-shirts.
But they were all working. Everyone was doing stuff. Yeah, I don't know if you know this about us because you may not have listened before, but we like to go overboard.
Like, no offense, everyone, but why didn't you look as fabulous as us? Now, here's the thing, though. The offensive part of that is the amount of people who came up to me and said, oh, I didn't know you could look so good. What?
Yeah. So Rach looked stunning. Hair was amazing. I think everyone just gets used to the fact that when they see us and it is like 5 to 6 in the morning when we're taking pictures on the social media of ourselves, and we've only just gotten up an hour earlier. So we haven't put the work into zhuzhing ourselves up for the breakfast radio.
Like, good to know that on the majority of days I just look like a cat's breakfast.
Oh, no,
like
you look great.
An ugly rag doll that's just been thrown out of the garbage can onto a radio station. I didn't realize how different I look with hair and makeup.
Well,
done.
I think it's more because you curled your hair and your hair was out. Like, early in the morning, we just tie it back. What are we going to do? I've shaved my head at this point, you know. But we had such an awesome time at the party. We were zhuzhed up to the night. So was Triana. Amazing lips.
Now, we need to talk about your hilarious moment as well. Dean, of course, was not there. Frock was there,
Frock was there. I was and did a bit of an ABBA medley, singing Up a Storm, having an absolutely wonderful time.
Yes, my absolute favourite band.
Anything I like. Like, we've just got to accept that. And there were some dignitaries there as well. I'm going to get the name. John, I know it's not prosciutto, which is the name of the cold meat that I like to eat, but from the Liberal Party, got a shout out and was there. And then it was really funny because it was during my ABBA medley, they decided, I don't think they like ABBA just like you, right?
Yeah, fair enough.
They're an ABBA fan.
Only he's a lot braver than I and walked out in the middle of your song.
Yeah, I made Rach get up and dance with me during the song. But it was so much fun. Dolly Diamond performed the lovely Two Juicy. She did an amazing number. John Oliver did a lovely speech. It was so nice to party and mark Joy's 30th in that way, especially we just had some members and listeners there and everyone's a part of Joy, so it was great.
And we genuinely did not want the party to end.
No.
However,
no, that's right.
That's going to lead us into Shoegate. We're going to get into that very shortly.
We've been talking about it. It's the hour of extra shoeness. If you've looked at our Joy Breakfast Insta story, you'll know a little bit of what Shoegate's all about. And you know what? There's more of that.
Joy.
About how much fun we had at Joy's 30th birthday party on the weekend. We had an absolute ball. And then as we were getting ready to go out, something happened that I never think of because I'm a boy and I don't have to think of these things. And Shoegate occurred.
Yeah, so a realization was had that if we wanted to go out, I was wearing very sensible shoes, Crocs.
Not just sensible shoes. Rach was looking, if you haven't looked on the Joy Breakfast Instagram, Rach was looking gorgeous. On our Insta story, the picture that's there, on fire. But Rach knows how to look sexy and also comfortable.
Yeah. So platform Crocs, it's the way to go. I'm telling you, I probably shouldn't say brand names.
Whoopsies. They're not a sponsor. They're not a sponsor, but are they comfy?
So comfy. Yeah, really easy to walk in. And I realised, though, that anywhere in the world except for queer nightclubs will let me in.
But it's not because of the non-sponsored brand name that we were talking about. It's this thing that is happening now at all the, yeah, at all the queer spaces around Melbourne is no open-toed shoes.
Yeah, so they're being sexist against toes.
Do you understand why, though? Like, I always thought it was because of glass breaking and they'd have to be concerned, but they've all got plastic glasses.
Yeah, so it used to be an OH&S thing, and that is a load of BS. Dean, I'm going to say it for what it is. I think it's just another way for those places to discriminate against women. Because let's be honest, who's going to have their toes out more? Women.
Oh, no. Yeah, spot on. Absolutely. And this is actually the thing that drives me a little crazy as well, is because, okay, if you're going to have that policy, have it that way, that's completely fine. But have you ever noticed that the drag performers have open-toed shoes?
Absolutely. And so they're let in. Yeah.
Well, not only let in, even if they're working there. Like, if it's a rule, it should be a rule for everyone.
Exactly.
And they would love wearing the not-sponsored mentioned comfortable shoes that you were wearing.
Yeah, because they're still kind of like high heels. It's actually infuriating, and we got a lot of feedback about it. So I'm going to come back and tell you.
We put up on the Insta story. I got to say, Rach, while we're doing this now, while we put this song on, have a look at our Insta story. It's still up there. Rach is nothing if not a crafty queer.
I'm going to tell you what the resolution for the problem was. You're on Joy Breakfast with Rach and Dean.
You're on Joy Breakfast with Rach and Dean, and Shoegate has come to town. Rach had to get creative because she had open-toed shoes when we were at the Joy 30 party looking fabulous, and we decided we were going to kick on and have a bit more fabulous fun around town, weren't we?
Yeah. So after party situation, let's go out. However, how am I going to fix this? The fact that my toes were exposed to the world? Oh, no, toes.
I know, right? Toes. Like the chaos. What are your toes going to do? How much concern and damage can they have? But Rach is nothing if not a crafty queer.
Exactly. So I found a roll of gaffer tape and I taped up the tips of my shoes.
I was obsessed.
So can I tell you...
Have you ever done this before? It's so smart.
Yes. Well, I haven't personally, but I've been in the line where someone has. So because this is a rule that this one particular place certainly has.
Yeah, a couple of queer venues have started doing it for some reason. I'm not sure why.
Literally after my 30th birthday, a group of us went out, same situation. The females in the group, numerous of them, had exposed toes. So what we did was make other people in our group take off their socks and put them on the outside of their feet.
Perfect.
They're literally just toes.
And that's problem solved, right?
Like, yeah, that, and your toes care. Are covered, and so everything like, should be okay. Are you freaking kidding us that literally socks
will solve the problem?
Gaffer tape will solve the problem.
So this is what you did. This is what's amazing. Like I've said already during the show, check the Joy Breakfast Instagram story or the picture we've got up there. Rach literally went and got gaffer and gaffered so that her toes were covered.
Yep. It's probably not going to stay on my shoes forever. It certainly takes away from the fabulousness of
them. The aesthetic.
But it works to get out to places that otherwise won't let you in the front door.
And this is something you have to deal with all the time. And we got some responses on our Instagram story from people who are like, yeah, they're frustrated with this. Like, this is very much you were saying it seems like a kind of another way to hold women down.
Oh, absolutely. If you think about it, there are numerous venues in Melbourne who have specific rules that allow them to discriminate against women.
Hashtag Shoegate is
and
the focus.
This is exactly one of those things. Because they weren't able to get a particular license that excluded women from their premises, they were like, well, let's just make it more difficult for the women to
get
in.
Well, we don't know if that's the reason why, but it is something that came out. This is a rule that's popped up around in a lot of venues post-COVID. So post the COVID lockdown, this wasn't around before then. In quite a few venues, and it's come up.
My toes are going to give you COVID.
But that's, so at the time, I was like asking around, like, what's the deal? What's the reason why? I'm sure someone's going to message in 0427569949 or email onair@joy.org.au to tell us why. Because I still don't quite understand what the problem is. Is it someone stepping on your toe? You know, but Yeah, I don't quite get it, but we had outcries on our socials.
People can still step on your toes if you're wearing shoes any shoes.
You're not wrong.
Literally, it's probably more dangerous to have those little canvas slip-on shoes. You're probably more likely to get a piece of glass through the bottom of your foot.
I've never been more conscious of what I put on my feet than I am right now when we're having this conversation.
Well, anyway, if you know the solution to this problem, or you just know why they're even doing it in the first place,
or if it even just frustrates you, we want to hear about it.
Yeah. 0427 569 949 or email onair@joy.org.au.
You're on Joy Brekkie with Rach and Dean.
Joy.
You're on Joy Breakfast with Rach and Dean, and we are talking Shoegate.
We're talking Shoegate. That's right. The no open toe shoe policy that exists, which means a lot of women in summer, especially when they want to have open toe shoes and be comfortable and look fabulous because there's so many great shoes they can wear, can't wear them.
Yeah. So got a message through saying, thank you for saying this and calling that shit out. It is femphobic AF.
Yeah.
Snaps. It is.
Yeah.
It really is. And then second to that saying, my GF legit said that to a drag queen who was wearing open-toed shoes after she was refused into venue. We went to other venue instead. The drag queen tore her to shreds. It was really gross.
And that's what I don't like either. Like, my thing about it is, if there's a rule for the venue and everyone has to abide by it, that should also include
everyone.
The staff, especially the drag performers. And I know you all love your crystal clackers, and I know you like where you can just have your little toes showing and everything's fine and you've got your stockings on, so it shouldn't be an issue. But if the rule is no open-toed shoes, that means you, even as a performer, can't be wearing open-toed shoes.
Yeah, because let's be honest, it's about what you're tucking, apparently, in all of this.
I want that covered up as well, quite frankly, like more than the shoes. I'm happy with the shoes. And I would really appreciate if society would let me start wearing thongs to more, I'm talking about the shoe thongs, not the other ones, to more venues as well. Just putting that out there for summer.
Yeah, but they get, I can understand the problem with that because thongs get stuck.
No, you're right.
On the sticky alcohols.
Yeah.
And then you end up just falling face first.
Thongs are not open-toed fabulous female shoes. Like, so the femphobicness has been called out. You're spot on.
Yeah. All right, that's it. That is it for another Monday morning. Hey, we've gotten a couple of messages through about Shoegate, and the general consensus is if the rule doesn't apply to everyone, then it shan't be a rule at all. But also that my gaffer tape hack is brilliant. So moral of the story, if you are a woman, just take a roll of gaffer tape with you wherever you go. We will be back tomorrow morning. Dean's had to duck out. It is a very big, exciting day where the Pride Tram is being announced this morning. So Frock will be frocked up to announce the winner of the Pride Tram design. We'll catch you again, though, tomorrow, 7 a.m.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.